Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to you all to The Adventure on Tuesday, the 13th of December. Apologies to those who were on at 4 o'clock, a wee technical hitch. So this is take two. Welcome to you all. Today, my guest is the Reverend Brian Kerr. Brian and I go back a long way, as you'll hear in a moment. And it was quite a long chat we had last Friday. And so without further ado, let's go and meet Brian. Hello, Brian. Thank you so much for taking the time to join in the Adventure 2022. We're now into the third week of Advent and the third candle. Do you do the pink candle?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Pink candle for Sunday of joy, Gaudete Sunday.
Absolutely. I've actually got a student at the moment who I told that if I ever see them using red and white candles, then it's an automatic fail.
Oh, well, I've got a probationer. I've got a probationer with me just now, and one of the earlier podcasts, Jade was speaking very helpfully and movingly about some of the stuff that's going on, but last Sunday she lit the pink one.
Well, my student blew out a candle, like went and had a big dribble of wax down it. We had a strong word on reflective practice after that.
Right. I'm just remembering there. Of course, we first met when I was a minister in Falkirk in Bonnybridge. And I still remember the occasion when during Advent, as someone was reading the Bible passage, I was suddenly aware of something out of the corner of my eye. So I went over and I picked up the Advent wreath and I took it out to the hall as it burst into flames.
Yeah,
these things happen, don't they?
To be fair, I had a church officer who I thought was just filled with joy. You see the segue that we're getting into now, Donald? Filled with joy at the back of my church as he's dancing around. I thought he was filled with the Spirit. It actually turns out he was trying to catch my attention and point to the fact that the Advent wreath was currently in flames. So I went over when I noticed it, poured my water over it, and 3 weeks or 2 weeks later, two people in my Sunday service stood up, unzipped their jacket, produced their guide uniform, gave me a quiz, and gave me my firefighter's badge for the guides.
Goodness, what joy we have been having already. Brian and I first met getting on for 30 years ago.
I was very young
and Brian was younger. Brian was the very first student that ever worked with me, and he's turned out not too bad.
I was going to say, to be fair, you've been trying to reach that level of perfection ever since again, and it's just not struck you, Donald. That's the problem. Do you know, I remember one Advent when you were just getting into technology. Well, you'd always been into technology, but technology in church was just starting. And I remember, you know exactly what I'm going to say now. I remember you spending what can only be described as several weeks of your life sitting at your desk, eating a packet of ginger nuts for lunch and programming a star to travel across the front elevation of this chancel wall to get above the chancel at midnight on Christmas. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it was a huge amount of work. And you know, the bizarre thing is that nowadays, with the way technology has advanced, you could actually set that up in about 2 minutes. But yes, that was some handcrafted code to move a star that was projected. And that was while you were with us. You played guitar, didn't you? And we had Silent Night played as it was originally intended for flute and guitar, and at midnight, and we had the star appeared and came across the church and rested.
I'm just visualizing Silent Night being played around the crib with the baby Jesus in Bethlehem, with a flautist and a guitarist sailing in as it was meant to be sung on that first Christmas night.
So many, many years have passed since those early days. What keeps you joyful in ministry?
Well, I do have to show you this because I put this on just for you, Donald, my Christmas jumper with "This is my jolly face" on
this
it.
Is my
I knew we were talking about joy, and you were talking about joy today. And I can sometimes, and I know this will be hard to believe, I can sometimes have the false narrative set that I'm a bit miserable because I don't like Christmas carols during Advent particularly. I like to wait until we get to the season of Christmas and the joy bursts through the incarnation. But congregations maybe have a slightly different understanding and expectation of Advent than I do. What keeps me joyful in church? I don't know, just that whole idea of finding something new in the incarnation each year. I mean, there's so much happening in the church, so much change in the Church of Scotland specifically at the moment, but I know all denominations are looking at the way they organise, the way they do things. And it can be really easy to take your foot off the gas, to sit back and let things happen around you. But of course, that's not what happened in the incarnation. You know, God burst in, God saw there was a need, God did things. And this year we are using a fabulous resource by a pastor in New York called Tracy Dobb, and it's called Holy Disruption. And it's journeying through Mark's gospel in Advent, which of course is the gospel that doesn't mention the birth, doesn't mention the baby. But the whole gospel is seen as a bit of an origin story, a birth narrative about God birthing his kingdom, his new kingdom in the world. And it's been fascinating. And to do something different, to find God in new ways in Advent, I think for me has been just an incredible thing over the years.
During this, you know, Adventure 2022 with these daily videos, I've very much been focusing on, you know, the idea that Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life in all its fullness." And this is about that life breaking in, not just 2,000 years ago in a Bethlehem stable, but, you know, as the carol says, you know, be born in us today, that this can be good for life. I've said already in earlier ones, there are too many folk think, "Oh, I don't have time for church. I don't have time for faith and for God, and, you know, let's get on with life." But actually, it's about making sense and meaning and purpose, you know, out of all that's going on.
Absolutely. I mean, to be fair, I can completely see where folks jump to when they say, "I don't have time for God, I don't have time for faith," because over the years we've not been particularly good at sharing the positives of faith at times. And we have been the authors of our own downward trajectory and slide. And I think, you know, we've got to take responsibility for that as a church and look at how we speak to where people are and are at today, rather than living in this 1950s romantic notion of what church ought to be and where we ought to be and how we ought to sing carols or where we ought to have worship, how we ought to worship. I mean, how many people nowadays will gladly go week after week and listen to some middle-aged bald man speak at you for a prolonged period of time? We need that way that we can get the relevance of our faith, the joy of our faith over to people, so that they realise that actually this is not something they have to fit in. This is not something that is a chore in life, but is something that can bring meaning and joy and hope. And I'm afraid that we have not done that well over these last 100 years.
I saw a fascinating post on social media recently that was saying, please, preachers, pastors, don't do the traditional thing at Christmas. If you've been doing contemporary worship and engaging 21st century stuff, why go back to the King James Version? Why go back to nine lessons and carols at Christmas time and have all these folk who are regular Christmas visitors coming along and saying, oh goodness, it's just the same as it's always been, and it's a wee bit dull and boring.
and to be honest, Donald, we think that's biblical somehow. You know, we dress it up in our mind that we are being true to the gospel by projecting this on us and forgetting the harsh story of that incarnation. You know, we live in that Victorian Christmas card picture of the stable with the wise men and the shepherds and a baby not making a sound. I mean, come on, the night it was born. And we play into that and think that that's biblical, where actually it's a conflation of different stories that have come together from the gospel traditions. But yet we forget that journey. We forget the oppression that was there at the time. We forget the occupation that the people felt, the way that they were forced to register where they were, forced to pay those exorbitant taxes and shut out of corporate life. Do you know, this is not a cozy story. And it speaks so much about where we are today that if this year, of all years, if we don't get this right, and we don't share what the story of the incarnation actually is, we've missed an open goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that at the end there, that, yeah, with all that's going on, you know, in the world, Ukraine, cost of living crisis, fuel poverty, goodness, here's a situation that incarnation speaks into. And bring some, can bring some real joy in the midst of what so easily would be despair, fear.
And joy is important. Even in the darkest moments, we need joy. We need to laugh. We need to find hope in those things. And the church has a place over the next month where we can demonstrate that. Do you know, tell people as they leave church on a Sunday, even if you hated what I did and said today, for goodness sake, leave laughing and smiling so that people in the street actually think there's something joyful happening behind the doors. Be the advertising, the message, be the joy in this Advent season for God.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Tell us about some of what's going on around your congregation this Advent and Christmas.
In Lanark, we are doing a whole host of things. We are doing, like you, we are doing videos each day, but we stupidly decided to do two. So we're reading through Mark's Gospel, and Don, my student, and I are recording a daily disruption thought about how we can disrupt that traditional thinking of Advent. And that's been really fun to do. And we're having lots of different services. This Sunday is our Christmas Jumper Day, the Sunday of joy for Save the Children, which is fabulous. And we all come dressed in Christmas jumpers and spread a little bit of fun and happiness. We've had present collections for families of prisoners. We've done food bank things. We've been gathering around the sacrament and the table. We've got film shows on to try and keep people warm over the Christmas holidays, to bring people into a warm space with something to do. We've had choir concerts from community. We've had all sorts of different things happening, but right at the heart of it is our worship and the life that we have together that gives us focus. And we are really looking forward to continuing to do Watch Night in a different way. We webcast our service on every time we have a service and we are having mulled wine, carols and various things happening on watch night, and Christmas Day we'll again gather and we'll share in food, we'll share in laughter, and we'll just come together. I mean, what a joy this year, Donald, to be able to be able to proclaim the gospel and the incarnation on our traditional day of worship together. And I know a lot of people think, it's Sunday, it's Christmas Day, nobody will come out, therefore we'll just shut up shop. This is our World Cup final, people. You know, if the doors are not open on Christmas Day in our churches, what does that say about the need for that building? What does it say about our worship life? And what does it say about the mission that we have to our community? So let's open our doors, celebrate, sing, praise, and share that incarnation. And as you said, Donald, let's not do it in the normal way. Let's be surprising. Let's be joyful. And let's just turn this on its head and bring church to people in a new way this year.
Absolutely. So wherever you are, you can tap into what's happening at with Brian at lanarkgreyfriars.com, and you can watch, share in. It's not just about watching. It's actually
it's
about
absolutely
engaging.
Not. Absolutely. It's about being a part of what we do, and we always try to make that happen.
Yeah. And similarly at Ardgour, Kingairloch, Strontian, Morvern, around here, Watch Night service will also be live streamed, and you'll get the details at aksm.org.uk/adventure.
I never knew what AKSM was. I just thought that was you randomly picking letters. Of course, I knew what it was. I'm just saying that to be joyful.
Ardgour, Kingairloch, Strontian and Morvern. And from the 1st of January, I officially have a Caracal and Ardnamurchan as well. So we might become KSM.
Your business cards are going to be one heck of a size, Donald. That's all I can say.
we have actually decided that the new website will be peninsulachurches.org.uk, and that's currently forwarding to all our Advent and Christmas material. Brian, that has been a wonderful conversation. It has been great fun. It has been joyful, but there's been lots of really, really deep, meaningful, profound stuff being talked about as well. A final question for you. What's your favourite Christmas song or Christmas carol?
I really wish you'd give me notice of that one. favourite Christmas song? I think it might be Joy to the World, to be honest. And I know it's a carol, but I think it speaks about what we do. Joy to the World is good. I also love, if we're going for a Christmas album, I do love the Bare Naked Ladies Christmas album, which is fabulous. It's Christmas carols played on a little Bontempi organ as well, and it's really good fun.
Fantastic. Brian, thank you so much for sharing in The Adventure 2022, and may your Advent and Christmas celebrations around your congregation and your family be filled with joy and hope and peace and love and all God's good gifts. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Donald, and God bless to you and all those who are watching.
Thank you. Thank you indeed to Brian for that. That was great to catch up. Just as I was watching that again, and Brian was talking about the importance of joy and laughter at Christmas time, and reminded of something I saw earlier on social media. As Christmas preparations can feel overwhelming, just relax. R-E-L-A-X. Really enjoy laughing at Christmas. Not laughing at Christmas, but laughing in the Christmas season. until tomorrow, when my guest will be Morag Muirhead. Morag is a retired OLM, an ordained local minister, and she will be talking about joy, and particularly the joy to be found in music and in singing. Until then, 4 o'clock tomorrow, Wednesday the 14th. Oh, and if you're local around here, there'll be Christmas carols tomorrow at Drimnan Hall at 5:30. 5:30 for some carols here. God bless you all. May all God's good gifts, hope, peace, joy and love be yours this Christmas time. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.